John Jessop.
There's a shine in the corner. I don't mean to be pedantic on that, but my guest is here, and it is Amelia Lamb. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Jolly, and we're ticking over lovely after yesterday.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
You look very radiant today.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your lovely guitar.
Thank you. It's my first one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I got it when I was 13. So okay. I've been playing it for a while.
Yeah.
So
tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm 20. I'm a music student at University of Liverpool.
Right. Is that your Moors?
No, the Red Brick.
Oh, right,
just
okay.
Behind it, yeah. So I'm going into my final year in September there.
Right. Now, when you come out of that, what do you expect to come out with flying colours and go into what?
Well, hopefully into a studio.
Right.
I've got some teaching to do as well, so I'll have 12 months in my teaching job, and then after that, hopefully go into a studio then.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
yes. And did you say you're a singing coach?
Yeah, I do singing teaching. So
wow.
For young ones, so my singing teachers employed me on like an apprenticeship basis.
Good, yeah.
So I take on like the young ones, get them through the first couple of grades.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable.
Right.
Really like it, yeah.
So do you play anything else apart from guitar?
No, I'm trying to learn piano. I do bits of piano, but I want to be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So how long have you been playing, love?
Playing guitar started when I was 11, and then I started singing when I was about 13.
Oh, okay.
So trying to do both together then.
Yeah.
Did you
find it easy?
No, not at all. Took me quite a long time to get there.
Okay.
And then I started writing when I was about 16.
Yeah. Okay. Now the next burning question is, do you find writing easier than putting it to music?
Sometimes it's different, depends. Sometimes I write the lyrics and then that's the easiest part.
Yes.
And then sometimes I've got the guitar part and I struggle to get words to it. Usually find once I've written the first verse and chorus, it's great, and then I try and get to the second verse and I don't know what to do then.
Okay.
So that's usually the bit I get stuck at.
Yeah. Okay. Your family, are they musically?
My dad is.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in a band called The Miracle Workers.
Okay.
When he was younger.
Yeah.
And I've got my mum and two sisters. They're not very musical.
Oh, that's charming, that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, hope they're listening, yeah.
I know they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mum's stone deaf and my sisters aren't, Barbie. So you brought your first EP out, Amelia, is that right?
Yeah, so that's coming out the end of August, and the first single was out last week.
Okay, right. Yeah. Did you choose your single?
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously it was the best song on the album.
Yeah, my favourite one.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right, so, you know, you come from, well, you're not far from, you're around McGull area.
Yeah.
What makes you tick? You know, who's your musical influences?
Taylor Swift is my biggest influence.
Okay.
So I've been listening to her for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the singer-songwriter thing that made me, like, draw to the most. It's a songwriting
that
I kind of take influence from, and a lot of country music, that style of writing.
Okay.
Like the storytelling side of it.
Yeah,
what I like about country mostly.
Are you, have you got a genre of music? Because, you know, when you were warming up, I definitely felt and smelt the Americana in you, and the twang in your voice.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture, really. I think there's a bit of a country twang in there, a bit pop, bit like of a bluesy style tune.
Okay.
Bit of a mix.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do your song. Is this going to be the single? Or?
Yeah, this is the single.
Called
To Be a Girl.
To Be a Girl.
Yes.
Okay, so playing live here on Liverpool Live. It's a debut in our wonderful penthouse studio. It is Amelia Lamb live.
Liverpool Live.
Do you know what? That was really, really good version of that.
Oh, thank you.
You know.
Thanks so much.
Is that one of your favourites from Harry Styles?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it suits you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's a bit, and once again, you've got the bit of the twang of the Americana on it.
Yeah.
But it's really, really, you'd never ever, you know, if you said to me, I'm going to do some cover version, I would never ever put that in and written it down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make you stand out.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, back to your own song?
Yeah, back to mine.
Yeah, there's four or five tracks on the EP, is it? There's four tracks on. Yeah.
Yes.
We've had the single.
We've had the single.
Yeah, To Be a Girl.
Yes.
Okay, so the other three, obviously, is there an album in the offing next year?
Yeah, so for my dissertation, I'm making an album at university. So there'll be about...
Wow, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The exciting use of the studio there. So there's going to be about 15 tracks on that.
Wow.
So I've got most of it written.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah, most of it. But I've got... It's more like my first four songs I ever wrote are on this EP. And then the later stuff will be on the album.
Okay. What about the collaboration of the other instruments? Do you have, you know, obviously, do you use GarageBand, have you?
I use Logic for of them. Yeah.
Right.
And then at uni, I use Pro Tools to record.
Right. Yeah.
So I've had, like, friends from uni helping me out.
Yeah, session players.
Yeah, session players.
Brilliant.
On all the tracks of the EP, so that was all done in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you got, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you've got a band. Have you got a band together?
No.
No, but if you want to do, could you put a band together?
Yeah, I could do.
Yeah.
I've got, like, the people in uni that you could do it with, definitely.
You know, because I don't know if you know, so we've got a nice set of drums out there.
Yeah, lovely.
You know, and a nice stage.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing's to stop you if you wanted to do a little bit of uni work.
Yeah.
That may get you a good mark and say to your tutors, well, I'm going to be performing live here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Nothing to stop you coming with your three or four members of your band and playing live.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
You know.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
We shall sort that out, Amelia.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
Another track from your EP, is it?
Yes, this is called Gravity.
Gravity.
Yeah.
And the story of this?
It's a bit of a love song, really.
Oh, here we go.
It's basically about when, like, the person you're with feels like home.
Right.
That's kind of the metaphor I've written for this one.
Okay.
So this one I wrote when I was about 17.
Okay. This is a personal song.
Yes.
It is. I knew it was coming. I knew that was coming. Okay, this is Amelia Lamb. Once again, live. We've got another song after this and song called Gravity.
Liverpool Live.
Wow. And he's still there.
He's still there.
Yes, he's still there. Yeah. He may be in Edgehill University, but he's still there. He's in a band, but he's also in a duo with you as well. Does he know that's about him?
Yes.
Oh, dear. I can't wait for the reply, whether he'll write one back about you.
I know. We'll have to see, won't we?
Yeah. Could be a bit of a saga here going on.
Competition.
Yes. No, it's great having you in, Amelia. As I say to you, wish you all the very best. We're going to go out with a cover.
Yes.
And the EP is out at the end of August, which is, three, four weeks away?
Yeah, not long now.
Three weeks today. It'll be the last week, last day of August.
Yes.
Bang. Are you doing Bank Holiday weekend, or is it going to be released before then?
It should be released on the Friday before Bank Holiday.
Wow, okay, yeah. Make sure we get a copy up here.
I will, definitely. Yeah,
even if you hand deliver it, that's fine by me. But no, I wish you all the very best with that. And
thank you.
We'll certainly pull a few strings to try and get you in the cavern.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
Have a great time, Amelia.
Thank you.
Fantastic singer-songwriter. What are you going to go out with?
Ain't Nobody, the Chaka Khan.
Wow, love it to pieces, yes. For the final time, Amelia Lamb live on Liverpool Live. And this is a great version, Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody.
Liverpool Live.
Tremendous. It's just so unbelievable, Amelia. You only listen to where Chaka Khan, she's got Rufus behind her.
Yeah.
You know, and a full band and dancers and everything. And you're just doing that in the studio off your own guitar. Well done, my love.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant.
Thanks,
absolutely superb. Yeah. I wish you all the very best with the EP. Keep in touch with us.
I will, definitely.
The door's always open,
thank
Amelia.
Thank you for today.
Yeah,
thanks,
you're very welcome.
Much.
Take care, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There we go, Amelia. That's Amelia Lamb. And what a great finish that was. Hey, yeah.
Liverpool Live.